Dream with Phaedra, 9/27/14. We're in her car and she's driving again, music on our lips. I can see that I love to sing with her. It's Christmas Eve. We're exchanging gifts, crossing the longest bridge in Indiana. We're on our way to the Indigo Girls concert, and I'm about to fall out a dark window. After the accident, God makes me her opposite. We're in her bedroom with the gnat piss and rotting china dolls. I'm reading her tarot cards when I turned her final outcome upside. Her mother suddenly appears in the room. She picks up the card and says, "You've made her life better," and smiles. She doesn't even know we're talking. Thing is, I don't even understand what she is saying because I'm all blue glowy brain bounced wearing my grandfather's corduroy jacket. It must be 1995 and wear a string of pearls in Louisville at a Soul Asylum concert, holding a lighter at a Collective Soul concert. It doesn't matter where we go or what we do. I suddenly wake, realizing we've actually never worked together. How did I get here? It is a strange epiphany to have, and it happens around 2:30 a.m. I've not heard from her since July 26. I'm back in the car again, and the road is winding and dark and fast. She's pushing the gas and braking at the same time. I lose my CD collection, a $50 brass pipe, a pair of pink sunglasses, and my eyebrows in the wreck.